The real project.
Yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the inaugural episode of this movie podcast I've been wanting to start for a long ass time.
Did you read a dictionary before you?
No, that's how I always start off. Inaugural? Shit, nigga. I've been reading for a long fucking time, Jesus Christ, nigga.
Okay.
I got an AR test this weekend, my nigga.
Got them stack of AR points.
Like 21 Savage.
Yeah, yeah. It's well read.
The Real Brothers.
Welcome.
I am, how can I say it? Not a host, because we're both hosts.
Yeah, co-host.
I am the co-host. I would say I am the co-host, Justin Jackson. You might know me from the Nothing to Discuss podcast, where we discuss bullshit, music, sports, and all other things. Next to me, we got my other co-host. My brother, Mark.
Yes, yes.
Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? I am the after-mission Mark. You might know me from failed projects like anything I've done.
shit. You might know him from failed projects like Dallas.
Oh shit. Any relationship I've been in. You might know me from failed projects like college. The only thing I finish is beer.
It is 40 ounce that he's drinking. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling really good because I'm on alcohol right now. And I think
I'm gonna go get mine in a minute.
Yeah, you should definitely go do
that. I'm gonna do it in a sec. Yeah. In a sec. Once I get into this bullshit.
Oh. Well, we have so much bullshit to talk about.
Get yes. Out of the
way. Oh yeah. You wanna get into the first one?
In a minute. Before we start.
Yo.
See, I'm creating segments on the go.
Let's get it.
Seen any good movies lately?
Oh, yes I have.
Some notable things other than what we're about to talk about.
Let's see. Can't think of anything right now.
Just what we're about to talk about?
Yeah, just what we're about to talk about.
I've been looking at old movies.
Oh, really?
Like, because, okay, my Wi-Fi was off the last 3 days, so I got a extensive movie collection, so all I've been doing was watching movies until I paid my Wi-Fi bill.
For sure.
Yesterday, what did I watch? I watched Chronicle for the first time in a while. I forgot how good that movie was.
Yes.
I was one of the first movies I seen Michael B. Jordan in. Correct. I seen the greatness then.
Yes. it's funny. I was about to say that before we started. It's like, we should have known how great this man was going to be.
Because we seen that together. And when we went to go see it, we was like, he was the coolest part about the movie. Like, correct. He was like the most likable character.
Yes.
And that was before I watched like The Wire or seen anything else with him he was in. So I was like, oh.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Wallace.
Yes.
And R.I.P. Steve, his character. Chronicle. Spoiler alert.
Movie came out like 08.
Yeah. I just been watching shit like that and some other movies. But the other shit I fell asleep on, I think. But yeah, I think that's going to be a segment.
For sure.
But the thing I wanted to get into in this first episode was the Venom review.
Oh, are we doing that
I
early?
Seen it last... Yeah, I think we should start. You think we should start off with it first?
I'm with that. I'm with the dream. Let's get that.
I think so. Yeah. So I seen it Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I seen it Sunday. When did you see it?
I think it was either Monday or Tuesday. Early this week.
Okay, we somewhat talked about how we liked it to each other, but we didn't say too much about it.
True.
But how did you like it?
Okay, when I first saw it, my initial reaction after seeing the movie was I felt like a kid again because Venom is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Comic book characters.
Keep talking, I'm taking my drink.
For sure. I'm talking to myself now.
Venom
is one of my favorite comic book characters. I can't really say villain or hero because he's been both and he's looked at as an anti-hero. But seeing it, my initial reaction was me just being geek because I'm like, I went back to being a kid again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just happy to see him on screen. And he looks right because I'm like real particular on aesthetics.
Look was perfect.
The look was fucking perfect. The only thing that was missing was the white on his hands and the white tarantula. But that's
yeah, we all know why that.
Yeah, we know.
If I seen that nigga swinging in the movie, I was going to walk out.
Yeah, that wouldn't have made too much sense with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we understand why. And somebody also gave a good point as to why we didn't see that in the trailer before the movie came out is because
what he had what
the white tarantula on his chest.
Of course,
because he hadn't bonded with Peter Parker's suit.
He bonded with Peter Parker first.
First, right?
But we can get into that more. Yeah, but we're gonna get into that part a little bit more.
How did you like it? Oh wait, let me say this. My initial reaction was I was hyped because I was a kid. I felt like a kid again seeing one of my favorite characters on TV for the first time, done somewhat right aesthetically wise. But after I let that feeling muster, I started to think about how incredibly poorly made and poorly written that movie was.
It is. But
that's all I have to say now.
Before I even get to the bad about the movie,
mm-hmm.
going into it, I had the lowest of expectations. I thought it was going to be fucking trash.
Most of them.
My problem is with movies, before I go into movies, I always look at reviews. Mm-hmm. I need to stop that because it kind of ruins my expectations for it. Mm-hmm. But it's a good and a bad thing, because just to go off on a tangent a bit, before I seen Infinity War, mm-hmm. IGN gave it an 8.7. It brought my expectations down a little bit, because mm-hmm. 8.7 for that caliber of a movie, I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, it's just going to be cool. It's going to be a good movie, but don't expect for it to like blow me out the water.
Right.
But I went to the movies, I went to go see it. After I watched that, I was like, it was a fucking 10. how the fuck could you get that at 8.7? Well, went to see that. Well, seen the IGN review, they gave Venom a 4. And during the week, one of my friends, I was talking to Dolo. Y'all know Dolo from Nothing to Discuss podcast. Was talking to Dolo.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling him, yeah, I'm excited to see the movie. Me and him both was excited to see the shit.
Right.
IGN review came out. Me and him both seen that shit. Gave it a 4. He was like, nah, I don't think I want to see this shit no more. I was like, that shit finna be real trash.
Yeah.
One of the first reactions from it, from early Twitter reactions, was, this is Catwoman levels of bad.
Oh.
They compared it to Catwoman. My God. So I knew the movie was going to suck.
Yeah.
Went to see the movie. Walked out of it. First impression. What the fuck were the critics talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The movie wasn't great.
Right.
It wasn't Citizen Kane.
No.
No shit like that. It wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't a 4 either.
This nigga said Citizen Kane.
Damn it. Like, it wasn't a 4 either. Like, it was, with me, like, on my scale of superhero movies, one of the worst superhero movies I've probably seen recently was probably Suicide Squad.
Really?
Yeah, probably. I can't think right now. Just
BVS.
I think Suicide Squad worse than BVS.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. That's,
because BVS had a lot of potential, and if you look at the little 3-hour cut of BVS, mm-hmm. it makes it kind of better, but not really.
Yeah.
But that's why I compare it. This was like my worst. That's like my worst superhero movie.
Okay.
And like putting that up against that, I'm like, it's nowhere near that. It's not a 4. If anything, it's probably a 6.
I would give it either a 5.5 or a 6.
That's why probably. I know we should save scores for the end of it. But I don't know how we score. I don't know how we're going to score movies on here.
We'll figure.
But
we've been drinking, so
story wise, left a lot to be desired as far as that. But I love the look of Venom.
Yes.
The story wasn't too bad. The story wasn't too bad at all. The action was pretty decent.
Pretty decent.
Tom Hardy was amazing.
Yeah.
That's the only standout from the film, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And he played the voice of Venom.
Right, right.
And
he did a good job with the Venom voice.
So, I thought those elements were really good. But it came up short in some pieces, but it was not as bad as other critics might say.
Mm. Well, I got a lot of nitpicks. Even mm-hmm. after like the night that I saw it, I was just so happy seeing that on screen, and I was just pumped because I was doing a Venom voice all the way home and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But after thinking about it and kind of reflecting, it's just the action scenes were pretty cool, but it was basically, I got on the Google app, and then you know how they have the little slides of different news and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw something that caught my eye, and this dude basically said Venom was nothing more than a bad 90s film, a 90s action movie released in 2018.
I say bad early 2000s movie.
You say that? I can see that too, because it's kind of on the same level of Godzilla 2000.
No.
Yes. It's
shit.
It was a little bit better written than Godzilla 2000.
What's that movie called, Godzilla 2000?
Yes.
That's trash.
Yes.
Was it really called that?
Yes.
I know it was something like, ugh.
Yes. Y2K Godzilla. But I don't know, it had a lot of cool things, but it just felt like they tried to do some comic book nods, like even She-Venom was in there kind of, yeah, which was cool, but I feel like
it was Marvel cool Easter eggs. But like, of course, nitpicks that we're going to have is, yeah, why make my whole nitpick of the whole thing is, I didn't like the movie from the beginning. Not like when I sat there and watched the movie, but mm-hmm, even when the movie was first announced.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like the idea of it. Like, why make a Venom movie
without
Spider-Man before you even try to introduce him into the Spider-Man universe?
Right. But they cleaned it up. Spoiler alert. They cleaned it up at the end by saying, when they showed that the second end credit scene
with the Spider-Man, I didn't stay for that. I just they said in another universe or something?
Yeah, because like at the end, it was like, meanwhile in another universe. That's how they cleaned it up.
Tight.
Yeah, that's like, that was pretty cool.
Cause I just thought it was just an extra trailer.
It pretty much what it is, but they just like, they added
for showing the Spider-Verse movie. So
that's how they're going to try to clean it up if all else fails.
Just showing them being a different universe.
He's in a different universe. Because Marvel could always backdoor it and create their own Eddie Brock and still keep Tom Hardy.
They will. I hope they would keep Tom Hardy because is he perfect for that character?
I don't think maybe he's perfect, but he's the best we've had.
He's the best we had movie-wise for it. And I would love to see him introduced into the Spider-Man, into the Homecoming universe.
It would be interesting.
But like, I just hate a whole bunch of things about it, like the nitpicking, like, hate the fact that it's in California.
Yeah. They get away with that because Eddie Brock did move to California in the comic books.
Yeah, and they say he was ran out of New York.
True, he was.
But in the comic book, was he working for the Daily Bugle?
He was working for the Daily Bugle.
Before he
moved, yeah.
And she mentioned a newspaper. She mentioned where he worked at, but it wasn't the Daily Bugle.
It's
like the Daily Sun or some shit like that, he said. Yeah. She said.
Right. And some of the shit that happened in the movie is kind of comic book accurate. And I also...
Like what?
Like him being run out of New York, him working for that other newspaper, him being like, you know, him being a loser and shit and bonding with the Venom. But I feel like all that should have happened before he went to San Francisco.
You know a lot about the Venom character, right?
Yeah.
So, was Venom an outcast on his planet?
Yeah, he was. He was kicked out of his planet. He was abandoned by his planet.
Okay, abandoned by his planet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was wondering when he said, I'm a loser too, Eddie. Yeah. And all that shit like that. I was really wondering. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, it's for real. Yeah, he definitely was kicked out. They kind of took some liberties by saying that. Because they went with I forgot the name of the fucking storyline. Where all those different Venom or different symbiotes came.
I'm going to say Venom Squad.
That would have been
the Mod Squad. I don't know what the fuck.
That would have been a very 80s comic book title. Venom Squad.
Starring Omar Epps.
Directed by Todd McFarlane.
Nah. Directed by John Singleton.
Yeah, nah. Straight to BET. With Tyrese.
But what other nitpicks you had of it?
Let's see. Damn it. Oh, I was going to say this. This is not a nitpick, but I thought how they were going to try to rectify it was by making it borrowing from an Agent Venom storyline, even though that's not Flash Thompson. Because you know, yeah. Flash Thompson became Agent Venom.
You thought it was going to be able to have more government shit to do about it?
Yeah, I thought they were going to like totally revamp the shit and just have him be in this half symbiote, half like Army Man attire. Like, he looked like a SWAT dude with a Venom mask on, basically. So I thought that's what they were going to do to try to do it. Because, you know, I would think Tom Hardy would play a good Agent Venom storyline.
He would.
That would be amazing.
What do you think of the villain, the Elon Musk villain that we had?
Yeah. He was a very bland villain.
Was it Carlton Drake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Played by Riz Ahmed.
He didn't do bad.
I don't think he did very bad, but I don't think he fit.
He didn't fit. I don't think the actor did pretty good. Riz Ahmed did good.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
But I don't think he was written very well. You know what I'm saying?
All of them suffered. It was great actors in this movie. Michelle Williams was in this movie, and I did not like her character.
No.
It wasn't the way she was acting. It was like the way her character was written. Cool. Like, they didn't give her a lot to work with, and she's an Oscar-winning actress.
Right.
I don't get it.
They failed her on that.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting my points I'm going to make, but it's okay. We'll make the best of it. And that's right. This is the Zombieland director, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Speaking of why Woody Harrelson's going to be Carnage.
Carnage, yes. Spoiler alert. How do you think he's going to do as Carnage?
He's going to do okay. They changed his hair.
Yeah, the hair.
That wig was horrible.
Yes. They're definitely going to cut that shit.
Man, I hope so. Like, do you think Riot was a good first villain? If not, what would you think would have been a good villain to go up against in the first movie? Spider-Man.
Exactly. Yeah, it's Spider-Man.
I think what the movie suffered from, one of the things the movie suffered from, it suffered from not having an R rating. Should have been an R.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, you're going to go for it. Learn from, even though Fox is losing his rights to his Marvel characters. Mm-hmm. Learn from Fox. At the tail end career at Fox, they said, okay, we're going to make some R-rated movies.
Right.
And it's some of the best reviewed superhero movies.
Exactly.
You got Logan, which is probably one of the best reviewed overall out of all of these movies. Out of the MCU and all that. And Deadpool. Right. 1 and 2.
Those are some amazing movies because they were so comic book accurate. And they were able
to do whatever you wanted to it.
Because of the R-rating, you had freedom.
And I believe they made this makes sense. They made Venom too likable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know he's an anti-hero, but he wasn't an anti-hero right off the bat.
No. He was a fucking straight up menacing ass.
He was scary.
Scary as shit.
He was scary when he first showed up. Like, I'm not too big on, like, the comic books like that, but my first time seeing him, of course, was like in the 1990s Spider-Man cartoon. Right. And him popping up, he was menacing. Right. He was scary. And, like, he's menacing on here, don't get me wrong, but he's so much comic relief. They made him so likable by the end of the movie, and it's like if you ever do decide to put him in a Spider-Man movie, like how is this gonna work?
Yeah, well, see, I think it could work because if you look at the dynamic, you know, the PlayStation 1 Spider-Man game,
mm-hmm, one of my favorite games,
mine too. I played that game probably like 175 times. Well, I probably beat it like 175 times.
Yeah,
I played it more than that. But, like, my favorite part is getting to the part when he links up with Venom. Mm-hmm. Because Venom is kind of like this smart mouth, asshole-y, silly, goofy type character. But he's also a menace.
I forgot this part of the game.
Yeah.
I kind of remember this part now.
Because he starts fucking with Spider-Man. Can we cuss?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck it.
Nigga. That's question. The fuck?
I didn't know if we had sponsors yet. I'm joking. But yeah, like he started fucking with Spider-Man because he thought, you know, Spider-Man messed with him. But then he realized they were both on the same side. But like, even when he started, when he was the villain in the beginning of the game, he was very, very sarcastic and very just fucking with him because he knew he was stronger than Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So he would always have these wisecracks. And that's what I love about him. And that's why I like the Joker. Because he doesn't take shit seriously because he already knows he doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that he can get inside his nemesis.
The nemesis head.
Or the hero's head. Like, wherever he's going against, he knows he can get in the head.
He would be the antagonist, so the protagonist's
head.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about it. And I like how Venom was kind of a comic relief in it.
Yeah.
But he walks that line very well of being very menacing, but at the same time, very goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my favorite thing about a villain. That like kind of like super psychosis or psychotic behavior.
Yeah, they're setting it up well for a sequel. I'm glad. And another thing is, I'm glad that even though it got bad reviews, even though it's sitting at 30% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, mm-hmm, it made money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's going to make all this money back. I don't know if it made all this money back yet. I doubt it. But it had a good first week, one of the biggest first weeks in October. And I think it's going to make some more money. So yeah. I think they're going to green light the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, my predictions for a sequel, I think the sequel will be way better than the first one.
Yeah.
Well,
they should.
I don't know. Hopefully. Because I don't trust Sony too much. I know, because they want to do so much, and it can go one or two ways. Either they're gonna feel like, oh, we dodged a bullet. Mm-hmm. We dodged a bullet with this one. Let's make a good movie this time. Let's make a movie superior to what we made.
Right.
Or they can be like, oh, they ate this shit up. Let's churn out some more shit.
Some more bullshit.
Because, like, the thing is with Sony. Sony, it's been like this since the Amazing Spider-Man series. Mm-hmm. In the Amazing Spider-Man series, they were setting up a Sinister Six movie. Mm-hmm. And they still wanted to do a Sinister Six movie. They're, like, I understand, like, they're almost suffering from the same thing DC is suffering from. Like, they want to make all these standalone movies for people who I don't believe deserve, not deserve, but don't need standalone movies. Right. They want to have these movies. Sinister Six movies. Wanted to make a Venom movie. They want to make a Black Cat movie. They want to make a Silver Sable movie. They want to make a Aunt May movie. They want to make a, no, seriously. They wanted to make an Aunt May origin story movie about her being a spy.
No.
And, like, they just go too far. I'm like, bruh, all people want is Spider-Man.
Right, just have them in a Spider-Man movie.
That's all they want. You could build that up so nicely. But hopefully in this next one, I got faith in Woody Harrelson. He's a great actor.
Uh-huh.
I got the perfect person. Like, I heard someone say they got the perfect person to play him, play Carnage, in this day and age, and even if they made this movie in the 90s. Because it's like, when you think of, like, that kind of character, you kind of think of his character in Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that's how I would see mm-hmm. Cletus Cassidy, you know what I'm saying? And if they do that, since they are going to do Carnage in this next movie, it has to be R.
Has to be.
Gotta be.
Has to be. And really, he should have been the first villain. You think? To keep it a buck.
You think?
Well, I kind of take that back.
No, talk about it.
Well, I was thinking Kyle would have said that because he would have been a way better villain than Riot.
Well, that would have meant,
Where could you go after that for a standalone Venom movie?
Who else, in this, they kind of like started off with like almost every superhero movie. Even MCU is guilty of this. We're going to put up our villain against a carbon copy of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Just looks grayer than him or whatnot of himself in this movie. But they could have did that, but everybody would have been. Everybody's gonna be waiting on Carnage.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been. People would have loved that from the start anyway, but
it would have been hard to top though.
Yeah, but the way they introduced all the symbiotes, symbiote. Because the movie confused me.
Right.
Because pre-production, I think was symbiote.
Yeah.
And then now it's like symbiote.
Because a lot of people complain. It was like it's not pronounced like that.
Yeah, it's not. But they could have. If they wanted to do Carnage this first movie, this next movie, he could have really went up against all of the other aliens.
That's true.
They could have did that a lot better because it's a lot. It's Riot. It's these other ones. I don't know the names.
I forgot them, but shit, so many of them died in the movie.
They did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. The only one that really survived was Riot.
What do you think Carnage is going to come from?
That's a good question. Maybe. Oh, but you know, Carnage came from a piece of Venom, I believe.
It did. And it, like, mixed with, like, his blood or something. Because his actual symbiote is made out of blood and that. You're right.
It's just fucking fire.
Yeah.
That shit's going to be tight. And we need to go ahead and get the Fantastic Four into the
They just popped up on the TV. Yeah. Do you, anything else you want to say about that?
I'm sure I'm going to think of that when we talk about something completely different.
Oh, we're going to get back to it.
Yeah. Cool beans.
So all in all, what was your feelings?
Not a bad movie. I still stand by the sentiment that it's basically a bad 90s movie in 2018. Just off the top, like the way the movie progressed, it was just like a basic action comic book movie that just filled a seat filler, basically. Mm-hmm. Here's a big name that everybody remembers from their childhood. Come see this movie. Come pay your money. No good story. No character development. Generic.
Another thing I felt about it. Mm-hmm. A way they can connect to it.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
A way that I think it can connect to it easier is, like in the sequel, at the end of the sequel, he gets a job back in New York, of course.
Okay.
and he moves back. And it's hard now because I know, I think that's why they haven't introduced no Daily Bugle in like any of the Spider-Mans, yeah, like in a while since the Tobey Maguire ones.
Sure.
So, because newspaper is obsolete now. So it'll basically be like what he does now, kind of like the hard copy stuff, doing going around doing all these interviews and shit. That's why I think the Daily Bugle would probably have to turn into.
Yeah.
Then
he used to be a newspaper. Now it's like this social media.
Yeah, social media, internet blog.
Right.
He does interviews and shit like that.
For sure.
And you can see they can still get pictures of Spider-Man 4 like a blog. I think the Daily Bugle will become just a famous ass blog.
Mm-hmm.
Picture. How can I say it? I think the Daily Bugle could be like the Shade Room. That's why I think it should be a Shade Room for superheroes.
That would
and like
be
other
fire.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's why I think the Daily Bugle should be.
That would be fine.
And that way it'll make sense for, if you wanted to go that route with Peter Parker, getting pictures of Spider-Man
to this
publication so he can get paid for it, since he doesn't have any fucking money.
True.
And Eddie Brock getting pissed off with Spider-Man because some shit, he feel like Spider-Man's messing up his career and trying to mess up his second life he's trying to have in New York.
Yeah, because he comes back and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He don't want nobody to ruin his shit for him again.
Right.
Yeah. You got any theories?
Ah, shit, that killed mine. That's way better than what I was going
to
say.
I thought Villain was going to go back to New York. You know what I'm saying?
Join the gang. Meet Cardi B. I don't know.
Venom Bad Bunny.
God damn it.
Shit.
But yeah, that's a good-ass theory. They should pay you for that. That should be in the movie.
Nigga, I don't get paid. Centerpoint barely paid.
God damn.
To stay in the Marvel universe, I guess. Have you seen the Daredevil season 3 trailer?
Hey, yay. I was very, very impressed with the way they brought, or with the way I think they're bringing back Kingpin. And it's about time.
Just to go back to what we were talking about as far as menacing, he's fucking scary.
Yes.
Like, he's so fucking scary on camera, man. I'd be so scared of what he's gonna do.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch the shit. And, like, Gerdo is my favorite of the Netflix Marvel series.
Mm-hmm.
I love season 1. I love season 2. Although people don't seem to love season 2 that much after the Punisher stuff.
Right.
After the Punisher stuff, they say everything goes down, which I can kind of agree with, but season 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
But I like where it's going with the whole Kingpin getting a guy to dress up like Daredevil going around kill people, and I think that's Bullseye.
It is.
It got to be for the way he throwing shit.
Yeah. Oh my!
I think it's gonna be so fire. I hope Foggy dies, and Karen. I want both of them to die. I can't stand Foggy, bro.
They fucked this character up. He was cool the first season.
And they became so whiny the next season. Yeah. I don't remember. When do you want to save the world?
Just don't care about yourself.
I'm like, bro, let this man save the world, bro.
The
fuck? Like, with the Netflix series, like, which one do you think is, like, the worst?
The worst? I would, if you would have asked me this before season 2
of Iron Fist,
I would have said fucking Iron Fist, but now I think it's Luke Cage.
Sad to fucking say, bro.
Sad to say, but because I think they're too focused on trying to make it.
The best part of Luke Cage was the first 6 episodes of season 1.
Yeah.
It was like the best. The first 6 episodes of Luke Cage was like top tier.
Yeah.
Probably like top 3 Marvel shows. Because after that, the fucking, what was the second villain?
The second season or
the first season?
Wasn't it Mariah Stokes? Wasn't she the second villain?
No, his brother. I can't think of his name.
Why nigga.
Copperhead? Why would I say it's Copperhead or some shit like that?
I believe it is. Let me do my Googles real quick.
Yeah, but like when he showed up, I thought it got real corny.
It got super corny.
Like kind of corny and preachy almost.
Yeah, it's both. But she, I didn't like it was too black.
That makes sense.
You know what
he
I'm
was
saying?
Like, when Luke, like, the part when he
well, let me rephrase that statement. Not too black, but they were trying to be too black. That's,
like, it's like a part during season 1 when Luke Cage gets shot,
right?
And he tells him, excuse me, he tells him, Copperhead, whatever his name was, he was like, but I'm your brother. He's like, we was like brothers. And then Copperhead proceeds to tell
Diamondback.
I keep on saying Copperhead. Copperhead must be somebody else.
I think this G.I. Joe?
I don't know. But Diamondback tells him, he said, nigga, I am your brother. I cringed so fucking hard, bro.
It was trash.
I was like, oh my God.
Luke Cage turned into a blaxploitation film.
Exactly.
And not even in a good way. Like, not even the good way that fucking Black Dynamite did, because that was the joke. That was the joke in Black Dynamite. It was season two.
Okay. A lot of people love season two. It was decent to me. I know Dolo loves season two. I argue with him about this a lot. I did not like season two that much, mainly because I felt it was really... parts of it was really corny. I like Bushmaster a lot. Yeah. I thought Bushmaster was really cool. But when they went like a little bit too far with his backstory, and I didn't like that. Because then you could tell like some of the production kind of fell off with it, because it was really low budget.
Yeah.
Drawn out. This whole show was drawn out. I felt like it was 13 episodes, and if felt like 13 episodes. It felt like 13 hour long episodes. Yes. And I was like, bruh, this shit isn't over yet. Mariah Stokes' daughter was...
for what? Why was she there?
It turned into a Tyler Perry movie at one point when she was singing. Oh, and at one point, she's like, mama, why you wanna kill Luke Cage? It was basically like that. It turned into a fucking Tyler Perry movie.
I believe when I was watching, because you've seen it before me, and I text you, and I said something about the girl, and he was like, wait till she sings. And I was like, what?
I got so mad, bro. Oh, it pissed me off so bad. And then not to mention the fucking little, the kid. That was selling the Luke Cage merch.
Oh,
he was pointless.
Very pointless. You talking about Shiggy?
Nigga, I was just gonna say, isn't he Shiggy, nigga? Shiggy. I've been saying that.
Yes,
bro, he's fucking Shiggy. I was like, what the fuck is this nigga doing here?
I don't know if every kid who is fucking between the ages of 17 and 22 in New York, the same person as Shiggy, or they just got a nigga to act like Shiggy because they couldn't get him.
I was listening to the Brilliant Idiots podcast today. And they was talking about Luke Cage, and they was like, the worst part about Luke Cage is Luke Cage. They don't feel Michael Coulter does a good job. Mm-hmm. It's Luke Cage. They say he doesn't have don't get me wrong, he's a good actor, but they say he doesn't have an aura. Mm-mm. He doesn't have the aura, the kind of swag Luke Cage had in a comic book.
True.
They said it was funny as fuck. They say he isn't Harlem enough. They said I need somebody to haul him. They said shit. They said Cameron need to play Luke Cage. I was dying at this shit. But I kinda agree with that. Michael Coulter is a great actor, but
for sure.
But I need somebody like
He doesn't have the soul.
I need somebody believable.
Now you're starting to use those Hollywood terms when they tell somebody to act more black. We need somebody more believable.
And it doesn't
have
sound
more
bad
fun with the role.
But but like Michael Coulter, like this scene in the first season. Pull the trigger, nigga.
Oh,
I ain't got all night.
I ain't got all night.
I didn't believe that shit.
Fuck no.
I think Michael John White should have been Luke.
Oh my God.
I would have laughed at a lot. I think it would have been funny as fuck. It would have been funny as fuck to me, but also believable. It would have been a great the show would have been so good. It just would have been Black Dynamite.
Bro, exactly. But it would have,
like a little bit more serious.
Right.
More serious Black Dynamite with lighter comedy elements.
Yes.
That's why I think it should have been.
Yes.
But aside from that, the other Netflix shows, I think Jessica Jones season one was really good.
Yes.
It was really good. Bro, season two, not so much.
It was okay.
But season one is probably like near the top for me.
Out of all of them?
Almost, because the season one was so good, just because the villain was so good.
The villain was good. The story was good.
Yeah, the villain was the best out of all of them to me.
Yeah. He was like how Ryan Reynolds was born to play Deadpool. He was born to play what's his face?
Kilgrave,
mm-hmm. The Purple Man.
Yeah, that's his other.
And they did it really good for him not to actually be purple.
He had like purple ties.
Yeah, he had purple ties.
It was really
fire.
Suits.
Like his aura was purple and shit, but he. Because, you know, in the comic books, he was literally purple. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad they kind of, like, didn't make him that. Because the nigga in the comic books, he was just walking around like he was a regular person. Nobody said shit. Like, nigga, why is your skin purple? But, yeah, like, how do you... Are you like me as far as, like, I really want them to mesh the MCU with the Netflix Marvel series?
I would love them to, but from the way they're talking about it, it's never going to happen.
I don't know why they won't do it. I don't know what's the beef with it.
The perfect way to do it is with Spider-Man.
Yes.
Even going back to Spider-Man, the perfect way to do it is with him just because all these people are street level, mm-hmm. like Spider-Man.
Right. Right.
And everybody know the one of some of the best things about Spider-Man and Spider-Man cartoons was him interacting with all these other superheroes that are in the same city as him.
Exactly.
Like Daredevil.
Right.
Him and Daredevil share the same nemesis.
Right. They have such a good dynamic.
Like running into Daredevil, him running into X-Men, him running into Fantastic Four, him running into Punisher,
bro.
Him running into Blade.
Right.
Like, Spider-Man, like, he had his own rogue. He had a good rogue gallery, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of people that he ran into. And that would just be really interesting to see people do that. Like, you don't even have to make them big parts in a movie, but just show, like, everybody, like, Tony Stark said it himself, the Avengers doesn't handle street-level shit.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure Spider-Man doesn't handle all the street-level shit.
No, he doesn't. He's gonna need some help. Think about them doing a street-level version of the Avengers. That would be amazing. Put that shit in a movie.
All that was Defenders, but it didn't do well.
No. And they could have did so much better with the Defenders. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so many street-level heroes that you can use. Like, in the MCU, Ant-Man just now becoming street-level. Because if you've seen the second Ant-Man movie, mm-hmm, he really pretty much just now really became Ant-Man, honestly.
Right.
But...
They're sitting on a gold mine with so much shit that they can do.
They're going to do right by it.
Yeah. Oh,
I can't wait.
Say this. How do you feel about Chris Evans?
Oh, about him, what?
Him leaving. This is last year.
We knew he was leaving, though.
Hmm?
We knew he was leaving.
He was leaving, but there was like speculation he might renew his contract, yada, yada, yada. Who do you want to be the new Captain
America? I don't necessarily think he's going to die, though.
I don't think he is either.
I don't necessarily think he's going to die. I think they're throwing us for a loop.
Oh, you think so?
I really don't think. For it to be a payoff, honestly. Mm-hmm. Honestly, and for it to have like real gravity, I think somebody should die.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably Cap. I think Cap is gonna die because you've seen Infinity War.
Right.
Tony's talking about this wedding, and in the deleted scene, they talk in link about their wedding, mm-hmm. and dream and all that. Because I think the way Avengers 4 is gonna end up with, I think it's gonna end with Tony getting married.
Mm.
I think it's going to be a happy ending. I don't think it's going to end dark or anything like that. It's going to be a really happy ending. It's going to be the end of...
An era.
Not the era, but it's going to be like the end of Star, end of A New Hope with them getting the medals and all that. It's going to be really big at the end of the day, but it's going to be sad-ass moments in the movie. Somebody's going to die. If not them, it's going to be smaller characters.
Yeah. They better hope. For boycott's sake, that they don't kill Shuri.
That's not gonna fucking happen.
I know it's not.
But but if it was to happen, well, not Shuri, but the cap shit, and they replaced him, of course, Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Bucky, that's who I want to be Cap.
What about the Falcon?
I do not want Anthony Mackie to be fucking Captain America. I refuse. I fucking refuse for him to be Captain fucking America.
Bro, if somebody else played the Falcon,
he can be Captain Compton.
Shut the fuck up. if somebody else played the Falcon, somebody good, like, not saying Anthony Mackie is just horrible.
He's not. I just don't like him too much.
He's a coon. I'm sorry, Anthony Mackie is a coon. I hope I don't become famous and they uncover this shit. And now I got a beef with Anthony Mackie in 2025, but...
And his real name is Clarence. And Clarence's parents have a real good marriage.
That was for y'all.
But what, what about him?
I think if there was a better actor for the Falcon...
Who would it be?
I don't... Shit, like...
Will Smith, like you said earlier?
Will Smith. But no, it could be. I don't know who, because I haven't thought about it long enough. But if there was a better actor for it, there would be a more possibility that he could be the, like in the comics, he becoming a Captain America, taking over the mantle. Because he did do it. But
after they're all done with this, it's gonna be a while before it's not gonna be a while before they touch that shit again. But I think they're gonna go. I think they're gonna try to go hard with either X-Men or Fantastic Four. Yeah. I don't know which one first.
I would say do Fantastic Four.
I would love for them to do Fantastic Four first. Yes.
I wish that they had them in the current MCU roster, though.
It's going to be easy to do, though, because in Homecoming, you moved out of Avengers Tower. Avengers Tower looked just like Fantastic Four Tower.
True. I think they
did. They said somebody else moving in. You can have, by the end of the day, the people who moved in are the Reed family.
Yep, Reed Richards.
Just have them move in like that and then kick off of that, because I'm excited to see what good people can do with the Fantastic Four. Because right. I want to see Dr. Doom. Because in my opinion, he's one of the best villains. And shout out to Dolo again. Mm-hmm. We're going to have him on here one day when we're talking about Dr. Doom. Because he read a whole bunch of Dr. Doom comic book shit and he did some sick ass shit.
Yeah,
and
because like
I would love to see that
the way they could really finesse Dr. Doom, they could bring him back so many times, because you know when he made his own I can't think of the word, but you know what I'm trying to say. What was the shit called where he resides in now?
Like his own, I can't think of.
But
the word
it basically right now. His own world. Own nation.
Yeah, his own nation.
He had his own nation. It was basically just him, and then there was people living on the outskirts and shit. But they could do that where, like, if he's the first villain in the first Fantastic Four, then he goes away and then he's in his own nation. He can always come back in any movie and be either a villain or an asset, like it was in the comics.
Yeah.
Because they didn't kill him off and they didn't send him off to nowhere else. He's in his own nation. He can always come back. Mm-hmm. So he's always that pocket character and shit.
What do you think about the Dark Phoenix movie?
You know, to be honest, I haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, I'm finna play it now.
Shit about it.
It's gonna be with no sound, but you're gonna see it.
Fuck it.
What
you think about it?
Just drop it, and so MCU away. Can get the fucking rights. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I feel about it. And why are they doing a Dark Phoenix movie in the first place? A after all this, effort. like in this version, the X-Men are just now getting together.
Oh, okay.
And everything, and I don't.
Oh, so there's another in the past.
Yeah, this is like in the 90s. They never make it to the 2000s. They're never gonna make it.
Jesus.
And like, I don't get it. Like, I do say though, mm-hmm. when MCU gets the rights to everything, but it'll be cool to see them keep some of the characters.
That's hilarious.
From X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would love to see them keep James McAvoy's Professor X.
Yeah.
I would love to see them keep Michael Fassbender, because they deserve it.
True.
They held on to this character for so long. I believe that they should get a rightful go at it, like to be the actual Magneto and him, you know?
Yeah, Professor X.
And also for like some of the team, like Jennifer Lawrence, get the fuck out of here. I hate her. In that role, at least. Yeah. Because they made Mystique too big of a character. Like, I don't remember Mystique being that big of a character with the X-Men.
She was. The only time she was really that big was in that fucking X-Men Evolution cartoon show.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what they're going for. And another thing about this movie, look at the fucking costumes.
Yeah.
Like, how did the costumes downgrade? This is supposed from to be like
the... Yeah. From the movie before.
From, like, the first class up until now. And, like, the movie before, they had, like, it was, like, true to comic movie. Cyclops had on the fucking strap and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man? But I said, go ahead, drop it, because MCU finna get their rights anyway.
True.
So they're just trying to drop all their shit before it's time. So, I don't know, man. I think it might be decent, because going back, revisiting some X-Men movies really was, some of them really wasn't all that bad.
They really weren't. Even the first one
I didn't like Apocalypse that much. It was Apocalypse, and trash. Pretty much the ones that people, the things that give X-Men movies a bad name is X3, X-Men Origins, Wolverine,
yeah,
and Apocalypse.
Yes.
Honestly. because X-Men 1, X-Men 2, X-Men 2 is regarded as one of the best movies. First Class was a good movie. Days of Future Past was probably the best X-Men movie. It was a really good movie. I watched that like a couple weeks ago.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
It was really good. So, I don't know. It'll be cool to see MCU start off with X-Men, but I think Fantastic Four will be the way to go.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. And then they can focus on how they're going to revamp X-Men while they're doing. Because, I mean, you've had more than enough.
That's always Tom Hardy didn't play Venom, because I would love to see Tom Hardy as Wolverine.
Wow.
That's all I want. That's who I want to see Wolverine. That's a thing on the internet, too. A lot of people would like to see him play Wolverine.
What do you think his voice would sound like? You think he'll try to be too Canadian?
I'm Wolverine.
Adamantium.
Adamantium.
I was born with it. You merely adopted to it. That's funny.
Canada. I was born in it.
You merely moved here.
I didn't see the six till I was a man.
That's funny. They should have a Drake cameo. That shit. Drake should be Sabretooth. Oh my god.
Drake should be Sabretooth. Right. Drake should be Lady Deathstrike.
Shut up.
No, Tory Lanez should be Lady Deathstrike.
Damn. Why did we write the Black X-Men movie? Damn. That's good. The six.
I think the bald head dude from in Living Single should be from Living Single should be Professor X in the Black X-Men movie.
What is his name? I know who you're talking about. Wasn't his name on the show Livingston?
No, wait. I can't think of that nigga name either. Hold on, bro.
I want to say Millsap.
Why?
Millsap.
Was that his name?
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck.
Was that his character name? Hold on, bro. I gotta find it. No, Overton.
That's right. That's it. Where are we getting these names from?
I don't know. I'm thinking about Paul Millsap.
I think it said Millsap. I don't know what the fuck I said. Gotta discard that shit.
But going to DC.
Yes.
I think we got one more topic before we get ready to get out of here.
For sure.
DC. They got James Gunn.
They do have James Gunn
to start writing on Suicide Squad 2. I don't know if he's going to direct it, but they got him writing it.
It might low-key be a reboot.
Yeah, you was telling me earlier they're thinking about changing a lot of characters.
Yeah, they're taking a lot of characters out. Of course, they're going to keep Margot Robbie and Will Smith.
Yeah.
Because you can't get rid of them. But they might be doing kind of like a...
What about Jared Leto?
A soft reboot. Fuck, he's out of here.
They're keeping... But the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix is separate from the universe, though.
Which I agree with, but at the same time, I would be interesting. But I know
I say reboot the whole thing and keep Joaquin Phoenix as Joker.
Exactly.
I think he's gonna do a great job.
Oh my god, dude. Everybody was like, how can you top Heath Ledger? He did it.
I'm not going that far yet.
I wanna say he did it, but they're like, how can we have I'm not saying he's gonna top him necessarily, where he's just gonna be way better than Heath Ledger, God rest his soul.
For one, you got a way better actor than Heath Ledger.
Yes.
For one.
Agreed.
Because before that, what did you have in Heath Ledger's catalog? When you said Heath Ledger before in Dark Knight, you thought of Knight's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
You thought of Brokeback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga from that.
Right.
And Joaquin Phoenix.
That is such a good point, because nobody was really capable for that nigga. Oh, they hated those three movies.
I was there from the start, like seeing, like me being a big Batman fan. After I seen Batman Begins, the first time I seen Batman Begins, funny, it wasn't like in theaters. It wasn't like when it first came out. First time I seen it was on AMC. Seeing on AMC one night, I'm like, man, that was a good ass Batman movie.
Yeah,
and then once I seen like the little after credit scene with him showing like the Joker card and shit, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be a sequel. Mm-hmm. Look up the sequel, found out the sequel was like in production finally. This is like my first time like really. I used to use IGN mainly just for video game stuff, but this one I really started getting into like movie stuff, like 2007, 2006, 2007.
Dinosaur years.
Basically, yeah. So I'm looking the shit up and I see the stuff about Heath. I see the stuff about Heath Ledger and like. Online people are killing him. Oh, he's gonna suck as Joker. Mm. First pictures came out. Oh, this is gonna suck. Why does he look like that? I'm excited.
Wow. Are you ahead of your time?
I was excited about it. But it was a lot of people who just hated the fact that he was going to be Joker. Yeah. And just like this, and the thing was, they're taking from the Dark Knight look with that Joker. He looks kind of like I love the practical makeup too. Man,
it's
done. Like no scars and nothing like that.
It's
like,
so good.
Like it's so real good. It's real realistic.
Yes.
Of what you think he will look like. But back to James Gunn.
Oh yeah, okay. We'll get back to the Joker shit in a minute because I got some shit to say about that.
Okay.
But back to James Gunn. Well, like. They should definitely, I agree with you, they should definitely scrap the whole thing, keep Will Smith and Margot Robbie, and just reboot it. Because DC is in such a shithole right now.
Oh, that's
with
bad.
A lot of shit. They might as well, they have nothing to lose but to just reboot. Like, okay, forget these movies we dropped. Forget BVS, forget all the Superman movies. We're just going to restart this shit again.
Mm-hmm.
They might as well, but then play it smart. But they're trying to rush shit. Because they even trying to fix Aquaman now.
That trailer, the last trailer, was decent.
The last trailer was fucking good.
It was mad decent. Like, I liked it.
It was good, but it's like they're trying to fix it.
It sucks for DC but that they have to go to the lengths of dropping a 5-minute trailer just to get people to go see their movie.
Right.
But it piqued my interest. It was way better than the first trailer.
Oh, big facts.
And I like the fact they're going out their way.
DC had.
They're going out their way to make it cool. No.
No?
Best trailer DC had was the first Batman vs. Superman trailer. Or the Comic-Con Batman vs. Superman trailer.
Okay.
They tricked every fucking body because I thought that movie was going to be amazing.
True.
That was the best trailer DC ever. And the Man of Steel trailer was really good.
Yeah, I don't recall.
It was really good.
I'll take your word for it.
I don't think James Gunn... It's going to come back and bite Marvel in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I say.
Oh, most definitely.
Because I don't think he should, like...
No, he shouldn't have got fired for this shit.
I feel two different ways about it. Mm-hmm. Like, he apologized about it in the past and all that, but... He shouldn't have lost his job about it. But at the same time, I don't blame Disney for firing him. Because it's Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, bruh. He apologized for it.
Right.
And I see Disney trying to keep their same energy with shit and all that shit, so... I don't know, man.
It was a business move, but not moral, but a more humanistic standpoint. Come on.
I will say this about Marvel. I think Marvel needs to keep... I think Marvel needs to go to Taika Waititi right now and tell him, look, we want you to direct Guardians 3.
Most definitely.
Kind of like you did such a good job on Ragnarok. Ragnarok is basically Guardians.
Right.
I think you can do the same thing.
Oh, he can
that.
Do it. He could save that franchise.
Yeah.
But even like Dave Bautista.
You like keep
Dave
that same.
Bautista said he's feeling like if they don't,
they're keeping the script that James Gunn wrote.
Yeah.
So he's gonna stick around. He said, as long as they kept the script, the script, he was gonna stick around.
Oh, okay. I was under the impression that he was gonna leave if they like just axed him.
That's how he was talking at first. But I think he came back around and said, well, if you keep the script, I'm gonna stay.
Oh, okay. I think they'll just smoke then.
He wasn't going no fucking way. He getting money. Yeah. Like, he's a good. To be honest, he's a really good actor.
Oh, for sure.
Have you, even though he wasn't in the movie long, but Blade Runner.
I didn't see it.
It was really good. It was long. Fuck.
I fell
asleep during
that.
Some of it.
There's so many movies that I want to watch I haven't seen that are.
It's long as fuck, but. What you were saying about Joker though?
Okay.
Before we get ready to get out of here.
Back to Joker before we leave. I like the direction of the movie. Like they're taking the Red Hood storyline where he was a failed comedian.
And some of the Killing Joke almost too.
And and some of the Killing Joke. I like what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way his suit looks. I like the way it seems like he's acting. So many people are like, how can we top this? Because you had Jared Leto. Well, I'm not even mad. So many people hate Jared Leto's Joker. I don't. But so many people hate it. And I think it's just because it's Jared Leto.
It's what they gave him to work with, too. True. And he's a method actor. He tried to put his own spin on it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really feeling his spin. I guess it just didn't work in that particular movie.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing about it is
they cut a lot of his parts out.
They cut a lot of his parts out, and they made him look just like a regular thug.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I ain't talking about like look. I'm talking about like what he was. Like he just seemed like a regular mob boss.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he seemed like in that movie.
Yeah.
He didn't seem like the Joker.
Right.
He
wasn't just like psychotic.
He didn't seem psychotic. He just seemed like a crazy mob.
He had nothing to lose.
Exactly.
With no point.
Exactly. He just seemed like a crazy mob boss, man.
But Joaquin Phoenix is surprising. I feel like he's surprising a lot of people. Because he surprised me. Because I wasn't like, there's no hope for a new Joker. But I was just like, what are they going to do to top it? And they figured it out.
I like him a lot. I wanted him to be Doctor Strange when they was first.
Oh, man.
When they was first trying to get him to be Doctor Strange. But one of the things with it was, he only wanted to do it as a one-off. He didn't want to be part of a franchise.
Oh, man. That would have been good, though. Because, see, his mind is so...
He didn't want to be really. He didn't want to do multiple movies. He didn't want to do multiple movies for it at all. But I think he would have did great as a Doctor Strange.
Did you see his interview he did a long time ago at David Letterman? Here's a treat. I got this from Dave Chappelle. Here's an interview he did with David Letterman a while back, and it's very interesting how he reacted. Because, like, if you know, you go to an interview on these late night TV shows, it's like basically a basic line script, and they know all the jokes that you're gonna say, so they basically set you up for the punchline. Especially if you're a comedian, if you're an actor or whatever, they have a script and they say, oh, so you said you did this in the third, and then they let somebody talk about it. Joaquin Phoenix didn't indulge in none of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, David will say something and then he'll just be like, yep. Like, so you did this, and this, and he'll go, sure. And then feed him. Like, that dude is such a, like, a fucking genius, bro.
That's fire.
But yeah, you should definitely check that out. And anybody listening, all six of you, you should
the millions
600 million of you should go and definitely check that video out.
Yeah.
Cause he was basically the Joker then. In a sense, he was basically the Joker then.
He was interview. I'm excited for it. When is that supposed to come out? Next fall?
I'm not sure. So yes.
Yeah, sure. Probably next fall. Well, that was a good first episode.
It really was. I've been drunk for 90% of this episode.
I'm getting there. I hope you enjoyed it.
We will
be getting better. I think we did good for this first time around, though, honestly.
I'm going to add a lot of sound effects to good. This shit.
Oh, that'll be tight. I think we did good for the first time around, but
you're a goddamn professional.
I'm trying to be.
I'm glad I'm the Robin to your Batman.
Well, keep on listening. We're gonna drop this soon. I don't know when. I don't know set dates that we're gonna do this on. I don't know how often we're gonna do it.
We will figure it out.
It's gonna be out here
for sure.
Until then,
like, comment, and subscribe.
Wherever we're gonna post it to.
Probably Black Planet.
Yeah. Or Club Penguin.
Oh my god.
Probably gonna drop it on there.
My subscription. Club Penguin.
I'm fucking drunk. Until then, remember, don't ever let anybody tell you niggas can't review movies.
Right.
Until then, see you next time.
What were your teachers like? All right, let's bye. Bye, y'all. Peace and love. Space bar.